From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Robbie Feinberg with the news on This Day in Maine, Thursday, April 15th, 2021.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners and by the Maine law firm of Eaton Peabody, serving generations of Maine families and businesses from offices in Augusta, Bangor, Brunswick, Ellsworth, and Portland.
Case numbers and positivity rates of COVID-19 in Maine continue to climb, as do hospitalizations. State health officials say it's critical that people get vaccinated to help curb the spread of the virus. But as the state tries to instill a sense of urgency, the number of doses Maine will receive next week is slightly down from this week, and one vaccine has been temporarily sidelined. Patty White reports.
The 7-day average for new daily cases of COVID-19 in Maine has reached 422. The last time that number topped 400 was in January. The positivity rate is also up at 3.5%, and hospitalizations hit 107 on Thursday, up from about 70 a week ago. Maine CDC Director Nirav Shah says the virus is opportunistic, and it will go to people who are susceptible.
All of this suggests the reason and the urgency behind why vaccination remains critical now.
But Maine is seeing a slight drop of about 230 doses in its vaccine supply next week. And the 36,000 doses the state is receiving doesn't include any from Johnson & Johnson, whose vaccine is on hold as federal officials continue to review rare cases of blood clots among recipients. Dr. Shah says Maine is now directing Moderna doses to clinics that would have otherwise used the single-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine. State officials are also looking at ways to make access to vaccines easier. That could include walk-up clinics that don't require appointments and dedicated clinics for frontline workers in hospitality, grocery, and other industries. But officials say establishing those clinics is contingent on vaccine supplies. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
Health and racial equity advocates have introduced a bill to the state legislature that would restore insurance coverage to non-citizen immigrants through MaineCare and the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP. That health coverage was eliminated under the LePage administration in 2011. During a virtual press conference this morning, Crystal Crone of Presente Maine said immigrants provide labor for some of the largest industries in Maine.
Even when they have raked thousands of crates of blueberries, shucked hundreds of thousands of pounds of lobster, harvested broccoli, packed potatoes, washed our dishes, cooked our meals, built our houses, and cleaned our toilets, they cannot afford to go to a simple checkup at the doctor.
The bill, LD-718, is being presented at a public hearing in front of the Health and Human Services Committee on Thursday morning. And the Portland Police Department is reporting what it calls a concerning rise in the number of OUI cases in the city this year. Since January 1st, the department has recorded 84 arrests of drivers operating under the influence, including 19 crashes. The department says the total case count also includes 13 cases involving drugs other than alcohol, ranging from methamphetamines, opioids, Xanax, and marijuana to cough medicine. By comparison, the department recorded 41 OUI arrests during the same period last year and 49 the year before that. And first-time claims for unemployment benefits fell slightly in Maine last week. The state labor department received 2,055 claims, down 85 from the week before. There were also 174 first-time claims for the federally funded program that pays benefits to freelancers and others who wouldn't otherwise qualify for state benefits. Overall, Mainers are still filing first-time claims at nearly twice the rate they were before the pandemic. And look at the weather tonight. It'll be cloudy and cool, lows in the 30s statewide with a few showers along the New Hampshire border. The precipitation will hit tomorrow. Rain in southern Maine and the coast mixed with snow at times. Inland, wet snow as far north as Jackman, Bangor, and Cutler. Only about a coating inland, but could get up to 4 inches in the western hills. Highs in the 40s for most, only in the 30s for the mountains. Over the past few weeks, colleges across Maine have announced their fall plans, and most are looking at returning to a more traditional semester. That means more students in dorm rooms and a lot more classes in person. But many are now wrestling with another decision, whether to require students and staff to get a COVID-19 vaccine before coming to campus. Across the country, more and more colleges say they'll mandate the shot for all students this fall. But in Maine, requirements are varied. And officials say the guidelines could change depending on factors such as the trajectory of the virus over the next few months.
This has been hard on students.
That's Maine Community College System President David Daigler. He says when deciding whether to require vaccinations at the system's 7 campuses, officials considered the issue of mental health. Daigler says the colleges heard from many students that they felt isolated when sequestered in residence halls. So for this fall, Daigler says the system decided that one way to bring back some of that normalcy, while still protecting student health, was to require the system's roughly 950 residential students to get vaccinated before entering the dorms.
Having students be able to get together in a game room, in a residence hall, and spend some time together, those things are going to be, they just are incredibly valuable. But they have to be stationed against, you know, the larger risks. You can't just open the door and say, okay, we're going back to the way it was. We have to make sure that we protect those communities.
The requirement won't extend to commuter students, Daigler says, and the system will continue to enforce precautions, including mask wearing on campus. But the vaccination requirement matches similar policies announced in recent weeks by a growing number of colleges, including Brown and Northeastern, as vaccine supply increases across the country. At Brunswick's Bowdoin College, the school's current guidance is that it will, quote, expect that all students will arrive on campus in the fall, having already been vaccinated, and that faculty and staff will also have been vaccinated, except for those with legal exceptions. But for many other schools, such as Bangor's Husson University and the University of Maine system, the strategy at this point is to only encourage vaccination, not require it.
Getting vaccinated is going to be way easier than staying inside all day, 24/7.
In recent months, the UMaine system launched a large vaccination drive called This Is Our Shot, Maine, with school and student leaders urging the community to get their vaccines. But UMaine System Chancellor Daniel Malloy said in March that because the FDA has only given the COVID-19 vaccines emergency use authorization, the system won't require them yet.
If a regular approval was granted, we would consider requiring that unless there was a specific reason that that would not be in the best interest of the individual.
Bar Harbor's College of the Atlantic announced on Thursday that once the vaccines are granted permanent approval, the school believes that, quote, it is our ethical and legal duty to require the vaccine. The college plans to work with local hospitals to access vaccines and will work with students with medical exceptions. In Standish, St. Joseph's College has yet to require vaccinations, but is setting a goal that 85% of students and staff get their shots in order to reach herd immunity. Spokesperson Oliver Griswold says that would hopefully allow students to end social distancing and hold gatherings again in their dorm rooms.
And we all want to encourage everybody to do the right thing to get back to that place, but it's really hard to see the future.
And Griswold says depending on what happens in the future, the college could still decide to mandate student vaccinations for this summer or fall. Further complicating the situation, Griswold says, is that it's difficult for many students near the Southern Maine School to drive to clinics in locations such as Bangor in order to get the shot. And with administration of the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine currently on pause, students may not have the time to get both shots of the other vaccines.
Our students are going to have a hard time, if they don't live in Maine, they're going to have a hard time getting the 2-shot done in the same place because the semester will end before that second shot. So there's a lot of different competing priorities and challenges with the vaccine rollout as it pertains to college students, and we're trying to manage that every day.
For now, many colleges say they plan to continue monitoring the trajectory of the virus and vaccinations over the next few months, and that those factors and others will ultimately determine exactly what the college experience will look like this fall. And And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow morning for Maine Calling at 11, where we'll hear from our panel of experts on veterinary news and advice. I'm Robbie Feinberg.